This is
K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben.
No conditions apply.
Oh, wait.
Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
I honestly don't know how we top it, Benny. I do. I've got no idea. It was huge.
What's that?
Episode 100.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm still icing the singe burns of all the fireworks.
Episode 100 was massive. We had the pyrotechnics. Mm. It went absolutely gangbusters. And now it's just 101.
Yeah. What's now it's like, you know, we've hit our high. What's the point of going on?
Well, yeah, do we say that's it? Do we not do our podcast this week?
No, we're here.
What's our next big milestone? Not two. We don't have to wait till 200.
I think 110. 110.
Let's aim for 110.
When you're putting on weight, 110's a real like,
big milestone.
Oh,
I need to lose. I've never hit 110.
Have you ever hit triple figures?
Came really close and I freaked out.
Did you really?
I got to like 98.5.
Wow.
And I said to myself, all right, I need to ease up. This is when I was like protein shakes heavily,
So
gym
you were
twice.
Fit.
I was built like an absolute house, brick house.
Okay. I don't remember you being a big chocolate ball.
No, I've got photos of me on the scale and I thought, I am freaking right out here at triple digits, not going to do it.
That's cool.
Hey, look, we have got a somewhat fun mm-hmm. podcast.
Yes, we do.
I'm telling you why you should be collecting coins, because there could be a lot of money in it for you.
Yeah, also on the podcast, Andy, you don't have a job. I think I have a full-time
debatable.
Job.
Debatable. Yeah, okay,
a full-time job.
Fair,
And I think I found a strategy for you to maybe pluck an idea for a job.
I like it. And I reckon you'll like the podcast. So enjoy it.
I think it's fairly common knowledge between you and I that we're both dog people.
100%.
I would say that as nice as cats are, wink, wink.
I was going to say, I've never been a cat person, ever.
I'm winking.
Yeah. And cats know when they don't, like, you don't like them. They brush up on you and they just...
I think they're king. They run around. They don't even stick around. They just get out the front yard and they roam the streets. And then when they're ready to come back, they come back. Like, come on.
I just feel like...
Dog doesn't leave your side.
I'm making a big assumption here. I feel like there's no loyalty with cats. I don't reckon they're loyal to their owners, whereas dogs are.
I'm basing this on nothing, but stuff cats.
Just my opinion, yeah.
One Australian lady, has filmed her cat. So she noticed her cat was sitting in the corner and, you know, what's happening?
Just being boring, probably, because that's what cats are.
Looking into the corner. And she said, I don't remember putting the cat into timeout, so I wonder what it's doing. And it went over there and it was playing with a huntsman. So, spider in the corner, and the cat was sort of just like flicking it with its paw.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's 2021. Let's get my phone out and I'll start recording. This is a bit of fun.
Yep.
And you can see the cat repeatedly, like, just touching the spider with its claw, like
so
playing
the,
around.
The
with
cat
it.
Thinks it's a game.
Must. Yeah. So, she's got this amazing footage of this cat playing with the spider, and the spider's really tentative to move. Doesn't really move that much.
It's not sounding amazing, the footage. You're playing it off like it's amazing, but it's really just a cat playing with a spider.
Well, this is where it gets interesting.
Oh, wow. The dog comes through and eats the spider.
Just when you thought the story couldn't get any more exciting.
Go on, give it to me.
So if you can imagine a cat flicking the spider, it must give it like a really good whoosh, and it flicks the spider onto the lady that's filming.
Yeah.
Grabs the spider and just goes whoosh, kind of like saying, look, I've had my turn to play with it.
Yeah, now
you have a go.
Yeah.
So this lady now has a huntsman on her, runs out screaming, crying.
Just goes to show cats are evil, mate. A dog would never do that.
It does suggest that the cat was trying to take over the household by inflicting a poisonous spider on the owner.
I hate cats. Straight up.
What does your mum say about cats again?
Can't remember. We've known each other for 10 years, and only recently you found out that I collected coins.
Well, yeah, it was it's a strange thing, and I didn't believe you. It's so strange. Then you sent me a video of all your little coins.
Yeah.
And your packets of chips that you still got.
Yeah, that's odd. The chip things are odd. But the coins in particular, they're more so just the commemorative coins. So the 20-cent Sir Donald Bradman ones, I've got a truckload of those. The Millennium coins. Whenever there is like the L, remember on the $1 coins there was the alphabet? Written on each coin. There was the A, B. You don't remember that?
I don't remember those.
And even to the point now, like my family, whenever they see a commemorative coin, they will just give it to me. because they know really? I collect them.
Yeah. That's good by your family because you never know what they're worth.
Well, and Benny, this is the thing. It's come out that the back in 2012, they pumped out 5.8 million copies of the gold poppy coins to commemorate Remembrance
Day.
Yeah,
I remember those.
Do you remember them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, out of 5.8 million, there are only a few that had a little red circle for the poppy in the middle of them.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember those?
I remember the ones that have the red circle, the green circle.
We'll have a look on the link. So it's pretty much a poppy, but the really rare ones is if inside the poppy
it was red.
Is red.
Okay.
Now, they're coming out to say that if you have one of those remembrance coins, the $2 coin, it can get you $10. If the inside of it is red, however, it can get you around $200 for a $2 coin.
That's really not that impressive.
It's a $2 coin that could get you $200.
Yeah, but like this is the stuff you want to be worth thousands.
Hang on. For a double nugget sitting in your glove box that you've done nothing with,
okay, let me put you
$200.
Let me put this to you. If you had it and you had it with the red poppy seed in the middle, would you sell it?
I've got one.
Huh?
But I don't have the red. I've just got the standard poppy. So I've got a $2 coin that's worth $10.
But if you have the red one, would you sell it?
100%.
Would you really?
100%.
So if it's worth $200 now, what do you think it's going to be worth in 10 years? Why would you not hold on to it?
You take the $200 now. Because people,
you're an idiot.
People forget about this stuff and then it's not worth money.
So then why do you have your coin collection then? Sell it.
No.
Why?
Because I want it.
But you could get value for it.
But I probably couldn't. I've got some round 50 centers. They're worth a bit of money. I think they're worth $10. Look out, mate. When I'm rolling around in a new car next week, you'll know what's going on.
Where had you get your new Ford Laser? Sell my coin collection. I tell you what, the job market, finding a job, having a job, geez, it's tough.
Is it?
Well, you would know. You don't have one.
but I'm not actively looking. Although I did say to you off air this morning, might just be dipping my toe back into teaching.
What
not
do you mean
sure
you're not actively looking? You applied for a job and didn't hear anything.
Wow. Yeah.
And that would be actively looking.
And that's why I've stopped looking.
I might have one for you.
Okay. Here we go. I'm all ears.
Kushagra Jushanri. Said that right. sent over 200 applications for jobs. Couldn't get work.
So, yeah, all right, which gets me concerned.
Call him Mr. J from now on.
How can you not get a job if you're applying 200 times?
Well, you kind of probably need to look at your resume, don't you?
Yeah. Who are your referees, though? They're obviously...
Yeah, I know.
They're not singing your praises.
Hey, is he any good?
Actually, I think I had you down as my reference. Is that why I didn't get the job?
May or may not have got a call. Is he any good? Oh, very flaky.
Don't employ him.
He was battling with what to do next because obviously you need to work. He's got an architect degree from the University of Melbourne and was like, you know, what do I do?
What sort of jobs is he applying for though?
Oh, architecture, I guess.
Oh, so it's all architecture jobs. He's qualified for the role.
Well, he's a graduate of architecture.
And he still can't get it.
Has a first-class master of architecture. They say all the time now that back 30, 40 years ago, a piece of paper was everything. You had that, you had a job.
It means nothing.
Now it's nothing.
No.
It's a way to get a job. Mm. Like you need it to do certain things.
Not essential.
But everyone's
though.
Getting that paper.
Yeah.
Not
did
essential.
He pass? Did he pass with distinctions? High distinctions?
Sure. He's got a first class master's of architecture.
What does that make?
Don't know. So his resolution, you ask?
What's he up to? Got a paper round.
He has bought a Kmart whiteboard. Written on it, looking for a graduate of architecture. Hire me. I can share my portfolio and connect with me on LinkedIn. So he's written that on a whiteboard.
He's gone out on the street or something.
He has stood on the street.
Yeah, you see this all the time.
Stood on the street.
Yeah.
Between Flinders Street.
Oh, he's in Melbourne.
He's in Melbourne.
Oh, surely there's a heap of architecture work in Melbourne.
Well, he did. He picked up a job.
He got one.
Yeah, picked up a job for Metro Trains.
Okay.
So right out the front of the train station that he was asking for a job.
And he got one.
So he was out there for 3-4 weeks. He was standing outside of Flinders Street, Southern Cross train stations.
For
suiting up every day, hoping someone would contact him. So what I'm thinking, we get you down.
Here we go.
Get a whiteboard.
Yeah.
Moorabool Street.
Yeah.
Maybe get you in some cat's gear to make you more appealing to the people around Geelong. And we can get you a job. Hashtag
find out your job. Yeah. And what will I be doing? What sort of job?
I reckon we put on there, we'll do anything for money.
Oh, jeez. Imagine me working on a Saturday night. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Hey, 20 bucks is 20 bucks, though. Benny, every now and again, I know you don't check your work emails, but there is an email probably sent out every 2 or 3 months just saying, hey, if you want anything from Officeworks, let us know. We'll place the order, and then your order will be on your desk.
Can I just say, to the people listening that are on higher pay grades than us, it's not that I don't check my work emails. I just know if it's really important, you'll call me.
That is true.
Because I'm a weekend guy.
Yeah. And I'll check my emails on the weekend.
I'll check my emails in business hours, which is 8 till 10. And if anything is not relevant anymore, that's not my fault.
And if it is super important, you do raise a point.
You'll call
There'll be a phone call.
Yeah, you'll call me. I'll tell you.
Oh, I saw this as super important. I said, mate, we can exploit this for all it's worth. I sent you a photo of this and I said, let's try and milk it.
So, now, it's
not try and milk it, but let's try and get a few things from Officeworks. Essentials that we need.
Yeah, and what was funny was, when you sent me the initial list, I thought you were taking the piss. Yeah. I honestly thought to myself, oh, good giggle, rah, rah, rah. Yeah. And then you're like, do you want me to add anything? Yeah. And I'm like, what do you mean? This is like, this is a joke. And you're like, no, I'm sending it.
Yeah, you said, oh, a couple of chairs would be nice as well. So
yeah, a couple of chairs.
How I started this sort of spreadsheet was start with a couple of easy items. A
couple of pens.
Yeah, so I started with a couple of notebooks and a couple of pens and a few Sharpies.
Yep.
Which is
fair.
And then I eased into a monthly desk planner, which we would need.
Of course, we don't have a desk, but we'd love the planner.
Then we asked for 2 Bathurst Racer High black chairs.
Nice.
Which is sort of like a gaming chair.
Necessary.
You need it.
Yeah.
And then finished with 2 Apple Watches.
Of course. And we've got show laptops.
Yeah. But we had to pay for the show laptops.
And that's not good enough.
No.
For your weekend breakfast show.
And then in brackets,
I don't know how we could go on this show without Apple Watches.
Well, so I wrote heart rate on air challenge under the Apple Watches, thinking we could make some challenge up to do with our heart rate. Now, I sent this off.
Cold.
And so the email we got back was order received.
Oh, that poor thing.
Thank you. And I thought, oh, brilliant.
Man. We're on it.
We are getting.
What started as a joke
is
now turned into payday.
We're going to get it.
And then finally going to get repercussions for being on air.
And also, hang on, keeping in mind, we have never placed an Officeworks order. So I thought it might backdate 3 years.
Yep. But to be fair, 3 years, we probably get a budget of $5.
Yeah.
So probably owed about 15 bucks.
True. Look, the general manager here, Andy Mathers.
Shiny pants.
Yeah. He replied saying, ha ha, tell those boys to stop dreaming. Now, I just sort of said,
hang
oh,
on,
yeah.
mate.
No, I just wrote, oh, it was worth a try. What I'm thinking is, we don't go through the powers to be here at K-Rock.
Yeah.
They've obviously got an account at Officeworks.
Do we just call Officeworks? Just chug it on the K-Rock account.
That's what I was thinking.
And we'll deal with it later.
We go down to Officeworks.
Yeah.
Hey, we tried to play by the rules. Now we're sidestepping.
Now it's
personal. We'll be getting laptops. We're getting the works. I like it.
No, we're not actually. It's not us. If this comes up on an invoice, it wasn't us.
Yeah. Cool. Benny, I said just before that I love prisons. Fascinated with them. And it came from Prison Break, I think. Wentworth Miller.
Yeah. Got all those little photos sent to you, signed.
Got them signed.
Lincoln Lewis.
Yes.
Is that his name? No.
No.
Fish.
Fish. No, that's Wentworth Miller.
Yeah.
They called him Fish.
What about the other dude? The Australian actor.
Lincoln Burrows was his name in the show.
Oh.
Also, World's Hardest Prisons. They have that on Netflix.
Oh, I love that show.
It is so
scary. Is that
where
they take the kids and intimidate them?
Or they do that as well.
No, I
like
love
troubled children, they go in.
And they're
there.
Like, bawling.
You want to come here? You want to be in here?
Oh.
You don't want to be in here with me? And you sort of think, whoa, okay, guys, they're just kids. Ease up.
No, ease up. Teach them.
Over in Thailand, I can't imagine the prison system being amazing over there.
Based on what?
Well, based on what I've seen in World's Hardest Prisons.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And also based off this article. The prisons over in Thailand, they introduced a fight scheme back in 2012. So giving Thai prisoners the opportunity to take on and fight foreign fighters to get time slashed off their sentence.
Whoa.
So they would be fighting professional fighters.
Whoa.
If the professional fighters won, they got money. If the prisoners won. They got time slashed off their sentence.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? Anyway, so the prison fight is organised in conjunction with the Thai Department of Corrections and aims to promote
sport.
Did
you say corruption?
aims to promote sport and better health within prisoners. So all these prisoners are like, hey, I want a chance. I want to fight for my freedom.
Can you imagine if this program takes off?
Mate, it's been going since 2012.
Oh my God. Imagine you're an overweight security guard that's like walking the halls going, hey, get back in your cell. And there's all these jacked prisoners that are going, hey, you let me out.
I'm ready to go.
I am firing.
Oh, I tell you what, we delivered. We delivered. I think we undersold at the start of the podcast, saying you'll like the podcast.
Yeah, no, but you'll love it.
I love that.
Yeah.
What was your highlight? Was there anything that you plucked from that?
The laughing. The laughing is always a lot of fun.
It always is.
You know we're having a good time when we're laughing.
That's so true.
Yeah. You like
Andy
it?
And Ben's.
Oh, okay. We'll just do this. Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Well, I didn't want you to ask what I liked because I was like, there was so much good stuff in there. Yeah, much good stuff.
Absolutely. What's this thing? What's your thought?
The thought, I had a ripper one during the week, and it's based around pets again.
Okay.
And dogs.
Mm-hmm. Of course, at Wags the Grill.
On Instagram. And I just wonder what their memories were.
Oh, nice.
Like dog's memory.
I like that.
Because it's so funny. You tell a dog to sit and they won't do it. You tell a dog to sit with a treat. Sometimes you don't even have to get this out and they're already sitting. And it's like, you're smart. You've got a brain.
Oh, so that's only your dog, mate.
No.
Every other dog listens.
Oh, I'm not saying that Wags does that, but I've seen dogs in passing.
Really? Yeah.
But it's just their brain process. Like, who are you remembering?
Yeah.
Obviously, you remember mum and dad.
Don't say mum and dad.
The owners.
I'm not the mum and dad.
I'm the daddy. Call me daddy.
Well, everyone, there's your homework. Yeah, do a memory test on your dog.
Yeah.
And get back to us.
Let us know how you go. See ya. Obviously, subscribe and like.
Subscribe.
See ya.
See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.